bunch more of Bill Belichick.
Good.
From the CBS sit down here from yesterday. First things first, I know this was a bone of contention for Al this morning and his presentation. I saw the 8-minute version where right out the gate, he was asked about what he was wearing.
What's going on with this sweatshirt?
Well, you can see I've worn this one for a while.
Do you remember how you got the cut here?
No.
And he's referencing a hole.
Yeah, a hole in it. I mean, what is he thinking about? I mean, this is like, who would be, like Einstein, just like a complete bizarre human being?
Yeah, but he's not. He's obviously doing this on purpose for this particular interview. But, I mean, the guy knows how to dress well.
He wore a suit to the hockey game last week, which was weird.
I mean, he knows how to dress well. I think he's just doing this to troll. I don't know what it was about, but it was odd.
It was odd. Here are the two I played earlier, asked about his girlfriend.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
And then the next question, which was shut down by his girlfriend.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
Okay. That was that. He was at one point asked about his surliness.
It's like when I bring up a topic Boomer doesn't want to talk about.
It's even about not talking about this.
Okay. All right. So moving on.
Anyway, Mike Sullivan.
Yes. Talk about Mike Sullivan. Yes.
Oh, man. He was asked about his surliness with the media when he was a coach with the Patriots. And he actually gave an answer.
Well, I understand they have a tough job. On the other side of that, as a coach, you know, you have a job to do, too. There's times where I could have been more accommodating. I admit that.
Yeah.
You just got to turn the page and move forward. As much as they want to dig deeper and deeper into the grave and see what more is down there, at some point you just got to, you know, look ahead and move on.
Which is fine, but that was always first question. Look ahead, move on. But you get it. And then
it would be the first question out of the press conference while we're on Cincinnati. We're already done.
You know, to Copley should ask if that sweater was older than Jordan Hudson. That would have been a good question.
We're not talking about that. Then this was interesting. So he's doing this, obviously, because he's got the book out. And I haven't read the book. I don't know if you guys have. But apparently there's not one mention of Robert Kraft in the book. And so he was asked why.
He's not in this book. How come?
He's not. Well, again, it's about my life lessons in football. And it's really more about the ones that I've experienced directly.
But he's not even in the acknowledgement section.
Correct.
And then here's a good one. Don't dare say he got fired because Bill's not having it.
Do you feel like you were treated with dignity and respect when you were let go by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, well, it was a mutual decision for us to part ways.
He said fired.
It was a mutual decision.
Yeah, you know, this reminds me of Sam Weiss and Mike Brown back in the day. After Christmas, I called up Mike Brown. I said, you fired Sam Weiss? She goes, no. I said, what do you mean? He goes, no. He left. And then I called up Sam. I said, Sam, what happened? He goes, I just got fired. I was like, what are we doing here?
Like, no one
right in the middle of my career, and these guys can't figure out if one let guy go or the other guy walked out of the room.
Well, is that the type of situation where the contract runs out and they just agree not to renew it?
Owners and coaches have very unique relationships. You know, the owners are demanding, and they want to win, and they'll spend the money, and they'll do what you want to do. But if it doesn't turn out to be the right thing, they're going to end up firing you.
Mm.
And it's unfortunate that Bill's tenure at New England had to end the way it did. But the fact that he lasted that long, I mean, that doesn't happen. What do we got? Mike Tomlin. We got even Andy Reid got fired from Philadelphia.
That's right. Yep.
I mean, and Bill Belichick, the fact that he lasted that long, made that much money, won that many games.
And Super Bowls,
you would think that there would be a nod to the guy who hired him.
And
let
him
shop for the groceries.
And while the Islanders and Rangers season has been over, the Devils season might be ending quite soon as they lost Sunday.
Loose puck for Gostisbehere. Now for Aho, goes cross ice. Jarvis with a shot. They score! There's a broken stick on the ice. Svechnikov will be credited with the goal. And it's his stick that's broken.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, Jerry.
The Devils is what he did.
I got to tell you. You know, I think I speak for all of us fans here in the Northeast. We're getting sick and tired of the Canes.
Well,
beat everybody.
They are a tough team, man.
Looks like you're going to have to deal with them for one more round at least because they have three games to one.
I mean, it's amazing watching Tampa and Florida go after each other. I mean, those two teams are great teams too, but man, that Hurricane team is so consistent.
And they will have game five in their own building.
And they lost their starting goalie yesterday, Frederick Anderson.
Yeah, and the next
guy Meyer ran into him.
Yep, came in and did just fine. All right, earlier, moment of the day. Earlier, Al was pointing out. So Allie has moved into the office to do makeup early in the morning for us. So she's got her whole little area in the back corner. And earlier,
seems
Al
to
was
be very happy about that.
Yeah, I would say so. Al was pointing out, though, that it doesn't seem like she's cleaning up her makeup area in their office, maybe as she should be.
Kind of curious, though, she hasn't thrown out any of her boxes when she empties them. She just throws them. So I'm curious to see how long that lasts for.
What do you mean she just throws
them?
Well,
it's just discarded boxes.
Like every other woman. I mean, this is what they do. If you live with a woman in a house, they take stuff out of cardboard boxes and then they leave it for a man. And they, wherever it is, the man will take care of this. They think it's like the tooth fairy. That's what they think, the cardboard box fairy. They never, I hate the stereotype, but this is what happens.
Well, Allie's in the wrong office with the wrong two guys.
So how many boxes does she have back there now?
Currently three empties.
Oh, okay. We're counting. We're keeping track. I like it.
There are three empty cardboard boxes with other mini boxes within those cardboard boxes also empty.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she has no idea where to put them.
You know, you see guys that are like the nature guys. They'll go out. They'll see like a footprint or something. They, we got a bison around here. You just see like an empty cardboard box with small cardboard boxes in there just sitting for days. It's like, 30-year-old woman. somewhere around here.
All right, we'll have to get that straightened out tomorrow, Al.
I guarantee Benji's listening to this going, stuff that comes in from Amazon. She's leaving these boxes everywhere just expecting me to do something with it.
I'm glad they said it.
Yeah, right, exactly. I can't say anything to her. Maybe this will change some stuff around this house.
I got a box.
For God's sakes.
There you go. Moment of the day. Have a good Monday.